Welcome to Identity Talks, the show where we unpack the people, practices, and platforms shaping cybersecurity. Today, we're talking privileged access management, or PAM, why it matters more than ever, and how the next generation of PAM protects not just people, but machines and applications too. From the team behind Access Matrix UCM, a post-quantum powered PAM platform built on 25 years of Access Matrix heritage, battle-tested in banking and government. And there's a twist we'll dig into today. UCM's offline cache APM capability that keeps machine identities running, even if your central PAM is temporarily unavailable.
Thanks for having me. Yes, privileged access is the crown jewel. And if those keys go missing or the vault goes dark, operations can grind to a halt. We designed UCM so your business keeps moving, even under disaster conditions.
Let's set the scene. Why is PAM moving from nice to have to non-negotiable?
Because attack surfaces exploded. Remote work, multi-cloud, containers, and automation. Threat actors target admin credentials and privileged tokens because one win there can cascade across everything. And it's not just people anymore. Service accounts, API keys, and application credentials can be even more powerful and often less visible. At the same time, regulatory frameworks, from ISO and NIST to PCI and GDPR, expect strong controls, least privilege, audited sessions, and secure secrets lifecycle. That's where modern PAM lives.
So it's identity, telemetry, and resilience across humans and machines. And with so much at stake, trust in the technology managing it all is paramount. This seems like a perfect time to ask about UCM itself. What's the core technology it's built on to earn that trust?
Trust is the perfect word for it. Access Matrix, our access control core, has 25 years of trust in high security environments. It's bank grade, proven, and performance hardened. UCM builds on that, adding post-quantum ready encryption so long-lived credentials and recordings remain secure even as cryptography evolves.
Walk us through the big differentiators, especially what's unique about UCM.
Absolutely. I'd say the most unique differentiator is how we approach resilience, especially for machine identities. This is a feature we call Offline Cache Application Password Management, or APM.
Offline cache? What does that mean in practice?
It means that if your central UCM vault or a network segment goes down, your critical applications don't grind to a halt. Our system allows for a cryptographically sealed, time-limited cache of secrets like API keys or service account credentials at the connector level. We designed it for disaster tolerance, ensuring that approved applications, batch jobs, and middleware can keep functioning securely even during an outage.
That offline cache APM angle is huge. You're basically saying even if the vault is temporarily offline, production doesn't stall.
Exactly. For many organizations, availability is security. If backups didn't run, payments didn't post, or orders didn't ship because the PAM tier was unreachable, that's a security incident of a different kind.
That's a massive benefit for operational continuity. What are some of the other key features?
Another is the ability to build context-aware workflows. For instance, our off-business hours workflow can automatically require more approvers or add step-up checks if a high-privilege access request comes in at 2 a.m. on a Sunday. It's a powerful tool against insider risk.
So the system is smart enough to know when a request is riskier based on the time of day.
Precisely. And speaking of flexibility, we also offer broad agentless coverage. This is crucial for rapidly onboarding systems where you just can't or don't want to install an agent. Think legacy servers, sensitive OT networks in a factory, or tightly controlled network appliances.
And rounding out the differentiators, you mentioned future-proofing the security itself?
That's right. It all comes back to trust and longevity. We've integrated post-quantum powered security to ensure that sensitive data and session recordings remain secure against the threats of tomorrow. And we combine that with integrated audit intelligence, powerful built-in reporting that makes preparing for compliance reviews dramatically faster and clearer.
Give us a few stories that bring this to life.
Of course. A great example is a customer in financial services. They were dealing with a classic problem: multiple disconnected privileged vaults leading to massive credential sprawl. After consolidating on UCM, they were able to cut that sprawl by nearly 80%. And because the platform could auto-generate audit evidence, their prep time for compliance reviews was drastically reduced.
So a huge win for both security and operational efficiency. What about in a completely different environment?
We saw a similar impact with a major energy and utilities company. They needed to secure their fragile operational technology systems, where you can't just install agents and change windows are incredibly tight. Our agentless session control was the key. It allowed them to secure and monitor privileged sessions on those critical systems without touching the endpoints.
That makes sense. Tailoring the approach to the environment. But the story I think everyone wants to hear is about that offline cache APM. Have you seen it tested under real-world pressure?
We have, and it performed exactly as designed. A customer experienced a major data center incident that completely severed connectivity to their PAM core. In many environments, that would be a catastrophe. Critical automated jobs would just fail. But they had our offline cache APM enabled for their middleware and schedulers. As a result, their essential batch runs continued and jobs finished on time. And the best part? When connectivity was restored, UCM automatically reconciled everything. All the checkouts, password rotations, and the full audit trails synced up perfectly. No data was lost.
No heroics, no midnight hacks. Just policy, crypto, and design doing the job. Hearing a story like that is both impressive and a little daunting if you know you're not that prepared. It makes me wonder, what's the right way to approach PAM if I'm just getting serious about it?
That's the key question. I always recommend a three-step approach. First, you have to discover and prioritize. You can't protect what you don't know you have. This means doing a full inventory of all privileged identities, not just your human admins, but all the machine identities too. Then you prioritize the highest impact targets, your domain admins, core databases, and critical CI/CD runners. Second, and this speaks directly to the story we just shared, you must design for resilience. I like to say, plan for security when it's sunny, but for continuity when it rains. This means strategically using features like an offline cache for your critical machine-to-machine connections and, just as importantly, testing your failover and reconciliation processes the same way you test your backups. And finally, the third step is to integrate to reduce friction. If PAM is seen as a roadblock, people will find ways around it. But if you tie it into the tools your teams already use, your SSO, ticketing systems, SIEM, and DevOps pipelines, it becomes an enabler. When PAM makes work easier through things like automatic credential injection or just-in-time access, that's when adoption truly skyrockets.
You mentioned something really important in those best practices: the need to inventory not just human, but also machine identities. That feels like a huge, often overlooked area of risk. Can we go a little deeper on that? For machine identities, what does good actually look like?
It's a critical area, and getting it right comes down to four core principles. First, and most importantly, practice secret injection, not sharing. This means your applications and scripts should never have passwords hard-coded in them. They should never even know the password. Instead, the secret is delivered securely, just in time, only when it's needed to perform a task. Second, use short leases and aggressive rotation. The goal here is to shrink the useful lifetime of any secret. If a credential is only valid for an hour or even 5 minutes, the blast radius, if it's ever compromised, is dramatically reduced. Third, and this goes back to our resilience discussion, is what we call offline cache with online control. You can pre-authorize scenarios where a cached secret can be used, but under very tight policies. Then, the moment the core system comes back online, there's a full reconciliation, so you have a perfect audit trail of who used what, when, and where. And finally, it's all about good crypto hygiene. This means encrypting secrets both at rest and in motion, and also having a post-quantum roadmap to protect your long-life artifacts, like backups and session recordings, against the threats of the future.
So you're turning machine identity from a hidden risk into a governed, resilient system. Building on that foundation of governance and resilience, what's next for UCM? Where do you see the platform evolving from here?
We're really focusing on two major pillars that extend our vision of proactive security. The first is bringing UEBA, or User and Entity Behavior Analytics, directly into our PAM solution.
How does UEBA apply in the world of privileged access?
Think of it as adding a layer of intelligence that learns what normal privileged activity looks like for your organization. The system builds a baseline and then can detect anomalies in near real time. For example, it could flag an admin logging in from an unusual country at an atypical time of night or trying to access a system they've never touched before. It's about spotting the subtle signs of a compromised account or an insider threat before it becomes a major breach.
So it's about finding the unknown unknowns. What's the second pillar?
The second pillar is something we call PEDM, which stands for Privileged Elevation and Delegation Management. This is all about solving the massive risk of standing admin rights on endpoints, the desktops and servers your teams use every day.
So getting rid of the always-on admin accounts?
Exactly. Instead of a user being a full-time admin, PEDM allows them to request and receive just enough privilege for just in time to do a specific task. We replace those dangerous standing privileges with expiring elevations, enforce policies on exactly what commands can be run, and capture full session evidence. It's what makes the principle of least privilege truly practical for desktop, server, and even DevOps teams.
So intelligence to see risk sooner and controls to reduce it at the endpoint. I've noticed you keep using the word adoption rather than selling. That feels very intentional. How do organizations adopt UCM successfully?
That's a fantastic observation, and you're right. It's a very deliberate distinction. We firmly believe that the most effective security tools are adopted, not just installed. The goal is to create a pull, not a push. Our successful customers usually follow a simple four-part strategy. First, they start with one high-stakes slice. Don't try to boil the ocean. Pick a critical area, like securing all your domain administrators or locking down the credentials for a single mission-critical application chain. It's about making a clear, undeniable impact right from the start.
So you prove the value on a small scale first.
Exactly. And that leads to the second step, show immediate operational wins. This is where the platform starts to sell itself. When you can provide features that make people's lives easier, like automatic credential injection for developers, the business continuity of the offline cache APM, or generating audit reports with a single click, people see it as a tool that helps, not hinders.
And I assume you need to back that up with data.
Of course. The third step is to measure what matters. We work with our clients to track the metrics that resonate with the business, not just IT. We're talking about fewer production outages caused by secrets issues, demonstrably faster audit cycles, and a quantifiable reduction in the attack surface.
So once you have those wins and the metrics to prove them, where do you go from there?
That's when the final step, expanding with champions, happens almost organically. When your site reliability engineers and key application owners realize they're getting fewer 2 a.m. emergency calls, they become your biggest advocates. They are the ones who will pull the platform into more teams, and that's how true, lasting adoption is achieved.
This has been a masterclass. Today we covered why PAM is pivotal, how Access Matrix UCM protects humans and machines, and why offline cache APM is a differentiator when continuity is non-negotiable. Add post-quantum powered security and 25 years of Access Matrix heritage, and you've got a platform engineered for whatever's next.
Thanks for having me. If there's one takeaway, design for least privilege and continuity at the same time. That's where UCM shines.
A perfect place to leave it. Thank you again. And thank you for listening to Identity Talks. Until next time, stay secure and stay resilient.